Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Expert to Authority Show. My name is Simone Vincenzi. I'm your host, and this is the show for coaches, speakers, and trainers who want to grow their businesses while making an impact in the world. We are doing a very special series of interviews at the moment with some of the award winners of the GTEx Awards, which are the awards that we give every year to our clients. And today we have someone who won not one award, but two last year in 2023. We have the Expert of the Year Award and also the Social Impact Award. So Expert Business of the Year and also Social Impact Award. And the reason why this person won these two awards, we're going to hear a lot from her right now, but it's in particular because of the huge shift that she made in her business. One, her business is dedicated to making positive transformation in the world at scale. And the second part also is that her thinking throughout the business, because I've been knowing her for a long period of time now, has shifted massively, in particular in 2023. So we are going to look at what made this shift possible. So with this said, welcome Sean Young to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi, it's really good to be here. Always nice to spend a bit of time with you.
Yeah, and congratulations, two awards. So first of all, when you saw that you won two, what was your reaction?
I was surprised. I was like, oh, okay. Like I said, I had my head down working so hard last year that at the end of the year, it kind of just popped up at me like, oh, wow, I've been noticed for what I'm doing. Didn't expect it.
100%. And in fact, that's why we have also created GTEx Awards, to reward the work that all of our members do behind the scene. Because yes, you put your head down and you work and the work is shown. So for everyone, let's introduce yourself to everyone. What is your business? What is your line of work? So then everyone has context around it.
Okay, so I'm Sean Young, and I'm the co-founder of Center for Sustainable Action and SDG Assessment App. So basically, the center is the human element and the app is the digital and verification. So we created a cooperative center for SMEs and entrepreneurs to build sustainability into their life and business. And as we were building it, we realized that they needed a tool. And thankfully, like, I've been an entrepreneur for many, many years, and I'm very visual. And my co-founder has got 12 years research in sustainable business strategy. So I help transform that strategy and research into an easy, accessible app for SMEs and entrepreneurs to start reporting their sustainability and ESGs, environmental, social governance, and verify that to help them get contracts and help them get better funding. What I do.
And last year, your entire vision and execution as well had it made a huge leap. Compared to the years that, because it's not something that you developed in a year. We had many conversations. It was something that has been on for a number of years. But last year, there was a big jump. What made that possible, in your opinion?
I think you'll smile when I tell you, though, because, you know, I was always trying to do this business to make the money to do the one I was supposed to be doing, right? Like, I had on my heart the dream to make the center from a sickbed in 1991. I dreamed it and I drew it, but I was scared of it because I was like, it's too big. You know, can I handle this? And I got scared. So I set up a pole dancing studio, won a couple of awards, run that business for 7 years, went on and become a coach, was like trying to hustle up my coaching. And I was just trying like all these things. And every now and then people like you would come into my ether and they would say to me, why don't you set up the dream, you know? And I was scared of it, and I just went, I'm just doing it. I'm just going to jump into that role. And I just started doing what I'm supposed to be here doing, which is the center and the app. So, and that clicked everything in place.
How was the adjustment to go from let me go right to go straight instead of just going straight? Like, how was the adjustment for you going through it?
I think it was a case to take a deep breath and jump, because you've been trying all these other ways and they're really not clicking. And it was a case of just being brave and just realizing what I'm here to do, and like having a word with myself, like, are you going to step into that leadership role and lead the, what the center is about is leading the 98% of business towards a sustainable future. Are you going to do it? So it was quite scary taking on that role. And then becoming an app tech founder, like I call myself an accidental techpreneur. It's like suddenly I'm like in Luxembourg and in Boston and like all these places with this tech app that's like, you know, hitting the top charts of these renowned accelerators. So there's been a lot of coaching. There's been a lot of real big institutions guiding me and allowing me to grow. So there's a lot of growth, and I'm just open to it. You know, I'm like, okay, I've now accepted my role as a leader in this cooperative. And now I know what I know. I knew what my mission was. I was just too scared to do it.
What was scaring you about it? What was the part that you were scared about?
Because it's so powerful. Can you imagine if 99% of business globally acted sustainable? Like, that's big. That's like, that's 99% of business, you know? And we've got a big global climate issue. Like, can you imagine if 99% of business took care of their health and well-being and that of the planet? That's massive. So that's quite a big thing to say, you know, like, yeah, I'm just going to change the face of business. So yeah, it's more the magnitude of what it is I'm doing.
Thank you for sharing. I know it's personal, but thank you for sharing, because there is something that I've learned from observing a close friend who took a big move in this business, really going for what he wanted, not for what he was doing, not what is possible or what's comfortable. And something that I've realized by observing his journey that made me reflect as well is that it's easier to get people around you when you work on big projects, when you have a bigger vision compared to the smaller things. Have you found the same to be true for you as well?
Yeah, I feel like a magnet, you know, a magnet for energy, a magnet for, I mean, we're part of Norskin in Barcelona now, which is just a beating heart of sustainability, and like innovative people who are breaking every boundary, and people who are saying, yeah, actually the status quo is not going to stay. We're going to make sure we're like restructuring the way everything's done. And so then, yeah, these people have been attracted to me and me them. So yeah, it's awesome.
And this, I think, what I would love everyone that is watching or listening, like, I'm in this process as well, is thinking about what's your big thing? Like, what if you wouldn't not be scared about? What would you really do? Because that's often the thing that will rally people around you the most, I found. Because people are excited about building on projects that maybe they are not even realistic. So maybe they are bigger. Maybe they don't know how they're going to get it to happen. But that's what creates the energy around something. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, to be honest with you, the cooperative business model, like, it challenges me. It's like when I calculate profits, I calculate giving profits away before even establishing the amount of profits I want to see. I know the percentage that is going to go towards active entrepreneurs who are fighting for sustainability as well, and the equity and equality that is core to what I'm doing means that I've had to really like wrestle with that idea of like, there's people in this world who are amazing entrepreneurs, but they're in, let's say, Tanzania. In fact, I had a conversation with a man I've known for over 10 years in Tanzania who runs a business in Tanzania. He, you know, couldn't afford the normal like kind of Western prices of membership sites and things like that. So it's very important to us at the cooperative that we have that equitable formula where if he joins, then he can, by his activity and his input in pushing basically an agenda of sustainability for all businesses to go on, he can get payback. So we've created a sponsorship pot so active members can apply for sponsorships to install sustainable business strategy, or sustainable health and well-being strategy. So that is a challenge because sometimes people are like, eh? Like if you're trying to look for funding or you're trying to speak, you're what? You're giving them some what? You don't give profits away. You keep them. But I'm like, well, if they're actively creating a sustainable future for all of us, then yeah, let's have some equitable sharing going on here.
It's a very unique business model. Definitely a very unique business model, different from the normal business models. What I'm really interested in is the shift of identity that you had to make. Because if someone 3 years ago, I think we met about 3 years ago, four years ago, when we met, if someone would told me, Sean is going to be a tech founder, I no way. So how was your identity shift last year to actually embrace that and embody that? Because if you think about the amount of recognition that you have, the amount of prizes that you won, awards, accelerators that were interested in your app, I mean, we're talking about a large amount here. That's why the award. So how was that?
We ain't done yet. Oh, Simone, we ain't done yet.
How is embracing that change of identity, though?
The thing is, I don't feel like it was a change of identity. I feel like when I met you, I just had a baby. I was still breastfeeding. I was like mushy brain lady. And I'd not met you before I'd had that baby, right? And also the change of identity from my homeless story. You know, from before, like being someone who had survived homelessness and had fought through so much adversity, no longer did that become my story. And some of working with you helped me realize that my audience, that story didn't resonate with them because it's too full on. Like people were just like, they didn't know what to do with it. So then I put that story on the shelf in the form of a book. I'm like, okay, put that there. And then obviously my brain came back after breastfeeding. It's real, man. It's real as a woman. Like you change your whole entire body and give half of your blood and everything to another human being. And then that changes you and it takes time to get back to you. So when I met you, I was still like, I remember joining your challenge just to try and switch my brain back on. So this has always been me. I've just been scared to step into that role. And as a tech founder, it took me a few months because I was like, I'm an accidental techpreneur. Like, how did that happen? Like, I have like an award-winning app. Like, how did that happen? And it happened because of a team, right? Mm. It wasn't me on my own, like, my husband, who's my co-founder, his research and his mind are very amazing. And then our co-founder, Talal, like he is just amazing as well, and we have advisors because we're attracting, like you said, like our advisor is ex-CEO of Danone Petroleum. We have like a cyber architect who has worked for Google. It's like when you have an idea that is going to create the impact that this, it's an ecosystem now, the centers, the human, the apps, the verification, people start being drawn to you. So, yeah, I don't think it was just that shift of mind. I think had a lot to do with having a baby. Kind of knocks you left field.
Yeah. I cannot, of course, talk from experience, but
any women watching this who've had a baby will be like,
I think that every woman that is listening right now is saying, yep, that happened to me.
And hey, why not a tech founder? Anyone watching this, hey, why not? Like, honestly, there's so much, and I'm in the GTEx community, so contact me if you've got any questions. Like, there's so much technology out there now that makes it obtainable. So any idea you've got in your head and you want to turn it into an app, there's things you can do that mean you can do it. So why not?
Why not? Why not? And this is, I think, the question I would love everyone to reflect on based on this interview. Why not? Why not? Why can't you go for the things that you really want to go for? Why can't you attract a dream team? Which brings me to another question that I have for you, which is about attracting team. You said a lot that a big part of your success is also the team that you have and the people that are working with you on this. Were you intentional when you're thinking about building the team? Of course, they were you and your husband, but were you intentional or somehow happened and it just grew organically or a bit of both? How did it end up happening?
What I think is wonderful in life is that things happen to you and you have no idea what they're walking you towards. So our advisor, the ex-Dana Petroleum CEO, he knew my husband before I knew my husband, right? And, you know, I had the dream for the center in 1991 and I was in my sick bed. Like, I couldn't even walk. So, like, what am I going to do with that? So we got put on the shelf and then life shaped me, taught me what I needed to know to be here now to do what I'm doing. And then, like, our CTO, I had worked with him on different projects before via, like, a hiring website. And instead of being like, we're going to pay you to do this job, we were like, do you want to join this team? And you know what? He's an absolutely amazing, amazing person, that the right person came at the right time. So it is a bit of that, but it's also, I think, integrity. Like, if you operate with integrity and you operate where you're supposed to be, then you attract people to you. And sometimes you attract some questionable people who offer you the world just for a little bit of your company, and or they offering you all this money. We've had lots of money offered to us that we've, nah, you know, your gut instinct as an entrepreneur, and especially after I 7 years on the street, my gut instinct's pretty strong. It's just like, no, it's okay. I think I'll keep like bootstrapping and hustling right now, and make sure I wait for the right people and the right coaches. That is one of my mantras, is when the student is ready, the teacher will come. Now look out for them teachers. They come in many forms. And I mean, I have a need in my business right now. And I was like, right, how do I fill that need? And then I got into Barclays Bank Eagle Labs Accelerator Program. And I just got given a coach. And that coach was swapped out because I was meant to have another one, but they had other commitments. And it was swapped out last minute with another coach. And when I had a meeting with her, she was the perfect coach for my need in the business, for the next development stage for me. So I was just like,
I love to see. I love to see how these things happen and when these things happen. There is a very powerful lesson here about being intentional. Okay, a couple of lessons in the last comment that you shared. So one is being intentional. You know, you said, I got this need in the business. Who do I need? Who can help me and support me? So you were looking for that support, and that support appeared. So this is a great reminder for everyone to be clear about, okay, what kind of support are you looking for? Put it out there. Because somewhere, somehow, it can just come into your life. Another thing that you said is about also the conviction that you have in your own beliefs, in the project that you want to create, and not selling yourself for the accolades, selling yourself for money. Because unfortunately, and there are, when you're into the business world, there are some situations where it can be tempting to get off your moral values. It's like, okay, I'm compromising this part in order to get what I really wanted to have. But now if that becomes compromising the core of who you are, some of the strongest belief that you have, then
it's not worth it.
And we can see many situations where, a few situations where I gave in and it turned out actually to backfire. But a lesson for me was, you know, if something doesn't feel right from the beginning, I've not aligned.
That's a good team as well. you have a good team, right? I've met a few of them, obviously not all of them, but you know, the people you have around you are a good team. And I love your personality and the way you are, right? Like totally entrepreneurial, right? And I often say I'm a little bit similar because I love that new tech thing and I just like can move fast. But I need that team. And I can make decisions that I know because I have a team, I can't just make decisions on my own because they affect everybody.
Yeah.
So then I have to take a breath and I have to go to my team. And then that excitement, that grab, that is entrepreneurial kind of personality, then it gets tempered and advice comes in and thought comes in and processes come in. And then you maybe don't grab it anymore because it didn't work out like it was going to be right for the team, for everybody. And that is brilliant to have that team behind you, helping you not be like shiny penny, wily, coyote entrepreneur everywhere, you know?
100%. I got the last two questions before we wrap up. One is how did GTEC support you? Took in the last year in particular or over the years to get to this point? What did you find that was the most valuable for you that you got?
What I get most valuable out of GTEC is starting that journey when I was breastfeeding and all the messy iterations of growth that has happened, the clarity that I've got, like I've had to keep going over your content, keep going back, keep going over it. And then like just the community that's there that I can tap into. I haven't done a lot of it lately because I've been like crazy building, but you've always got some mastermind on, or, you know, sometimes just when I need it, you're like, right, we're going to do an implementation session and I'll jump on just to have that accountability to sit there and do it, you know, on a task that I've got. So there's lots of ways. And I really, like I said, I like your style. I like who you are. I'd love to hear more about Brazil, you know, and the journey and evolution you go on, your team as well, and Michelle. There's so much there. There's so much like smart, savvy entrepreneur guidance. So that's what I like about GTEC.
No, I appreciate your words, and definitely, I mean, when you came, even if you were breastfeeding, I gotta say, you were like one of the most active members, I think the most active member then in that group. You embraced it. You embraced GTEC from the beginning, and we embraced you. And it was like, okay, we are a great team. You had a great team. So I'm looking forward to seeing the future successes that you're going to have. And which now brings me to my last question, which is what's next for you and how can people find out more about what you're involved in? And
so I did pass my current offering to Wang, so to put with this video. But basically, we run a Sustainable Development Goals Masterclass, which is SDG Masterclass. And we had 340 people sign up for it on LinkedIn. And it's a really good masterclass. So I'm offering that now and an access to a beginner level membership site. So people can start their journey into sustainability. We've got interviews with global sustainability leaders in that membership site. And we'll be adding more each month. So basically that is the opportunity to start to get to know us and to get to know sustainability. So I would say there, hopefully the link goes with this post. You can also catch Sian Young I'm not on Facebook much, it's LinkedIn that I hang out most.
All right, so on LinkedIn, so go on LinkedIn, there will be the links, all the links that we're talking about, they are in the show notes. So if you just scroll down, you will see the link to the masterclass. and also the link to Sian's LinkedIn profile and their website. So then you can find out more and be involved, in particular if you are in the sustainability space, if you know if you're involved with companies in the sustainability space as well, or reach out, be part of the movement, be part of this change, because definitely the business model that she has is definitely revolutionary, very different from a lot of other community business models that are out there. But also there is this big mission in which we are in, which is actually saving the planet. Let's say it as it is. Otherwise, it's our home. We got to take good care of it. We got to do something about it. So big believer in the mission. Shana, any final words before we wrap up?
Yeah, I just want to say it's not just if you're in a business in sustainability. This is for any business who wants to future-proof themselves. Because, for instance, one of our members went from 50K funding to $250,000 in 8 months. He's one of your communities, Samuel, mm-hmm. at Soulhaven. And that was from a report that we wrote for them. And so, you know, if you want to get corporate contracts, you're going to have to really think about how do I start proving my sustainability matrix? So this is a chance for you to just take a gentle walk towards that. And we have the tools and the education to help you do that with success, so that when it's time, when it's a law that you do it, you'll already be ahead of the game.
There you go. So ladies and gentlemen, everyone, Sian Young here. Make sure you check in the show notes all the links. Sian, congratulations again. And
thank you.
As usual, it's a pleasure having a conversation with you. For everyone else, until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially. Ciao. Thank you for listening to Explode Your Expert Business Show. If you enjoyed the interview, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Every week we will select a winner from the reviews that we get. So it might be you. Make sure you give us a review. It means the world to us, and that's how you can help us grow the show. Also, remember to download the Expert Business Checklist to get the roadmap on how to become an authority in your field. The link is in the show notes, or you can visit gtex.events/expert-checklist. So it's gtex.events/expert-checklist. And as well, finally, if you want to receive daily support in your coaching and speaking business, or explore how we can work together, join our private Facebook group, Explode Your Expert Biz. Again, you can find it on Facebook at Explode Your Expert Biz, or the link is in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially.